Happy Friday to everybody out there. Made it through another week. Seemed like a month. You made it. So we continue on this crazy journey together, folks. And where it goes, nobody knows. But well, anyhow, we got some morning news here on Friday, the 17th of the month, April 2020. Moved a good story last night on True Pundit about Fauci and Gates and another instance of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calling them out. So that's something to look forward to at the top of my Twitter and should be on the front of the page, TruePundit.com. And we're also doing a video podcast of this, These News Morning with Pain in the Morning, on Patreon.com/TruePundit. So if you want to support what we're doing and throw us a bone so we can keep kicking ass out there, that's where you can do it. Patreon.com/TruePundit. So we appreciate it. And I guess some people like watching the video of the news here better than listening to it on the podcast. That's cool. I'm down with that. The more the merrier. We can do it all. We can do video. We can do audio. We'll be expanding as time goes on, especially with video. Okay, so another 5 million people filed jobless claims last week, bringing the total to almost 22 million in a month. Can you believe this? 22 million. Man, that's like depression level. That's worse. Okay, here it is. Launching the nation into the worst crisis since the Great Depression. An economist named Coronado said this means we're going to be in for double-digit unemployment rate. You think so? Come on. I think we're going to be worse than that. Not worse than double digits, but if you think this is a difference between 9 and 10%, I don't know what kind of economist you are and who you're talking to, but the economy is falling off a cliff at an unprecedented rate. So, May 8th is the day the federal government is scheduled to release the official unemployment data for the month of April. Man, that's 2 weeks off. If we're already at 22 million, my God. Say a prayer for our country, folks. That's not good. Let's just move on to the next story. That one's bringing down the crowd now. This one's not much better, by the way. And it looks like my makeshift tripod I made out of hockey tape and a stick, because my main tripod has mysteriously gone missing from my office. Looks like it might be slipping down ever so slightly. So if we get to the end of this video cast at the patreon.com/truepundit and the top of my head disappears, you know it's because I have this makeshift tripod I put together. I have a good camera, but the tripod is... I had to take a picture of it. It's really, yeah, I'm not known for my carpentry at, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. last night when I was doing it, whenever I was doing it, midnight. Anyway, another depressing headline seemed to be very popular these days. There's an abundance of those. Small business rescue loan program hits $349 billion limit is now out of money. Small Business Administration says It's unable to accept new applications for the Paycheck Protection Program based on available appropriations funding. We're also unable to enroll new PPP lenders at this time. Yikes. Though lawmakers appear close to extending funds for the programs, the pace at which the U.S. small businesses exhausted the initial $350 billion program likely speaks to the extent and severity state-imposed business closures are having on restaurants, gas stations, and other mom-and-pop retailers across the country. I like how these people just write this like they're, you know, writing their Aunt Betty a letter, these reporters. Really reflect what's going on out here. It's chaos out here. How about spicing up the story a little bit? Small businesses are the backbone of the American economy, employing 47% of all workers. In high-cost cities, the median small business has only enough cash to cover 2 to 3 weeks of expenses. Well, we're past the 2 or 3 weeks, folks. And that's 2 to 3 weeks if you're making money. Senate Democrats last week blocked the move by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, pushed through an additional $250 billion for the program. Yeah, just give him another $250 billion. Maybe if you didn't give the big companies in this last $2.2 trillion fiasco, $500 billion, the banks and the big companies to pad their, to feather their nest, so to speak, there would be more money for small businesses, but you had to make sure everybody got their grease, all your big contributors. It's insane. Now, of course, Democrats and Republicans in the Senate and the House are bickering, playing grab ass. Here's a scary sentence, and we'll end this story on that, on this note. The U.S. economy has erased nearly all the job gains accrued in the last 11 years in just a matter of weeks. That's a decade. Poof. Gone. Hey, but it's not all bad news. There's some good news here. You know me by now. You know I'm being a smartass. News story. COVID stimulus has tax change for millionaires. An analysis of the COVID stimulus money and legislation shows that 43,000 taxpayers in the highest income bracket making more than $1 million a year could save a combined $70 billion in taxes. Almost all benefits from the tax break go to people making more than $100,000 a year. Here's my question. If you were making more than $100,000 a year 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, and you were riding high, how much are you making now? Is your business even around? I mean, for instance, I had offers in the last 6-7 weeks to go back to Citigroup. And I probably would have been there for a week if I went back. Oh, boy. Millionaire tax filers benefiting from one of the Republican provisions will see an average windfall of $1.6 million this year alone. Yikes. What about the rest of us down here waiting for our $1,200? Where's my $1,200? Going to be like the guy, the kid on the newspaper kid on the bike. Where's my $2? I want my $2 plus tip. $2 plus tip. I want my $2. This is a depressing story. This is a depressing story. I'm moving on to the next one. The rich get richer. A recurring theme here. Here's one for you. Airline conducts COVID-19 blood tests on passengers. Emirates Air said this week that on a Wednesday flight to Tunisia from Dubai, passengers were all tested for COVID-19 before departing by way of blood tests conducted by the Dubai Health Authority at the airport's check-in area, and results were available within 10 minutes. I've seen this check-in area at the Dubai airport. They have the test kits on the end of a barrel of a gun. They just stick you right in the arm with it. Just make sure they press the right button. These blood tests are in addition to other precautions the airline has taken, such as requiring passengers to wear masks. That's a fun flight. This may be a sign of what the future holds for air travelers. Yay! It's not bad enough you get molested. Now you got to wear a mask and get your blood tested. Who the hell would want to fly? And you're going to pay for that. Now there's probably going to be a COVID-19 tax. You can't make this stuff up. We talked about yesterday the Smithfield pork processing plant in South Dakota closed. And they're responsible for, I think it was 5% of all the pork production in the United States, and they had 3,700 workers, but they got leveled with like 600 cases of coronavirus, or 644 cases of the virus have been traced back to the facility, meatpacking plant. Worst news ahead with these folks. Smithfield announced Thursday it will temporarily close another two plants, one in Wisconsin and one in Missouri, because of the virus. You know, I looked into these guys, Smithfield. You're not going to believe this. I got the notes right here. Smithfield, they are owned by a Chinese company. So Chinese company is closing down meat plants in the United States. And that makes me wonder if all this is actually organic. You know, are they actually cases traced back to this place, or the Chinese trying to stick it to Americans by cutting off their pork supply and their meat supply? A lot of meat. Yeah. Three states down in 2 days. Chinese company. I smell bullshit. This is definitely going to stress the food supply chains further. You know what I mean? It's a problem. Chinese company. Why is a Chinese company handling our food to begin with? What the is going on with in this country? A related story. Headline: coronavirus shortages. Shoppers struggle to find chicken, beef, and eggs. Industry watchers are getting concerned about supplies of beef, poultry, and pork. They talk about this Smithfield food situation. The closure of this facility, combined with a growing list of other protein plants that have shuttered across the country, is pushing the country perilously close to the edge in terms of our meat supply. It's impossible to keep grocery stores stocked if plants are not running, Some food companies, such as Conagra Brands, which make Duncan Hines desserts, Slim Jim Jerky, and Hunt's Ketchup, are temporarily reducing varieties to focus on items that are in high demand. So, if you like Slim Jims, you're out of luck, or Duncan Hines desserts. Panic buying supplies of products like soup and pasta are still catching up, said Mike Duffy, CEO of C&S Wholesale Grocers. One of my fraternity brothers is a big wig at C&S Wholesale Grocers. He echoes those sentiments. He estimated that retailers have only about half of the pasta and soups they would typically carry. This is a time of year where the soup manufacturers will build inventories for the fall and winter season. And we're using a lot of inventory right now to keep the shelves stocked, he said. Meanwhile, you have dairy farmers that are dumping excess milk that they can't sell to processors. It's crazy.
Can you imagine? They're dumping milk.
Many companies are running their manufacturing plants 7 days a week, as opposed to 5 or 6 days a week. But that's not even enough in some cases to keep stores supplied, especially because some plants are facing labor shortages when workers become infected or stay home out of fear. You know, the other problem is too, for meatpacking plants, it can't be like, they've tried many times, they can't use robots to pack meat and separate bones and stuff. It needs human intervention. So if the humans aren't there, they can't rely on technology. I mean, they do rely on technology, but not to separate and package the different meats. Man, this is all bad news. I apologize. Where are we at here? 15, 20 minutes, 17 minutes. Good. We're right on time. Nursing home doctor says he successfully treated 39 coronavirus patients with hydroxychloroquine. Try to say that 5 times fast. After you start having a couple cocktails a night. Dr. Robin Armstrong, at the resort nursing home in Texas City, decided to try the drug when faced with the real possibility that a significant portion of nursing home's residents could die. 56 of them tested positive for coronavirus. Armstrong said none of the patients has displayed any side effects from hydroxychloroquine. And that some of them have improved enough that they'd be able to go outside for the first time since starting the treatment. He emphasizes it's not a cure for the coronavirus, but a way to ease symptoms and help patients recover. Doctors and researchers around the world have identified promising examples of hydroxychloroquine helping COVID-19 patients. And since there are still no approved treatments for the disease and no vaccines, some doctors view it as the best option. Except, I will grab a story here on the fly. It's not in my notes, but I want to grab it anyhow to show you the differences. If you're one of the millions of Americans wondering why Dr. Anthony Fauci is vehemently cheerleading and praising coronavirus vaccine for all Americans, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says follow the money. Remember, Fauci doesn't like the
chloroquine, hydro. I forgot it already. If it's not in front of me, I'm like a bird brain this late at night. He doesn't want it. Fauci doesn't want it. He wants a vaccine. Wonder why. Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropped a bombshell on the Thomas Paine podcast. Shameless self-promotion on my part. Detailing an apparent agreement between the National Institute of Health and the Bill Gates-backed pharmaceutical company that has the best chance at this point of securing lucrative contracts for a national coronavirus vaccine. That puts your government in bed with Big Pharma and Gates and could pay as much as 50% of the profits to the NIH, the parent agency that employs Dr. Anthony Fauci, who again is lobbying for the vaccine. You believe this? Does Fauci get a cut of the bounty too, or has he already been cut in? Love to see this guy's bank account, see where this money's coming from. I would love to see where this guy, through the years, who's paid this guy and whose pocket he's in. I mean, we know whose pocket he's in, but I'd like to see how much money he has squirreled away. Little ferret. Federal officials are not commenting on Kennedy's alarming information, but the NIH is the key player in deciding what vaccines get approved for coronavirus, and the NIH and government would profit wildly, as Kennedy said, if the Gates-backed pharma play Moderna Inc. gets the green light. Sad stuff, folks. We moved that story last night, right after dinner time on the East Coast. So take a look at that. If you haven't listened to that podcast, that's going to be a keeper. Bobby Kennedy opened up and dropped a bomb on all these guys in D.C., all these fraudsters. And that's what they are. So there we have it. Another morning news breakfast surprise for a lot of people. Pain in the morning. It should be called pain in the ass after all that bad news, but we'll just stick with pain in the morning. Got to call it like it is. Unfortunately, it's a lot of bad news out there, and I have a feeling it's going to continue to be the trend. But we've had a great week here, response-wise to a lot of the stuff we're up to, a lot of the things we're doing. So I want to appreciate the folks who are out there supporting us and listening to us. And the folks on patreon.com/truepundit. I'll get the video of this podcast up there later. And should augment the other videos that we have on there. I think we have over 100 different videos, mostly of hour and a half shows dealing with different topics through the last year and a half of FBI, DEA, all the stuff happening in Congress, whatever the news of the week we were breaking or things that we were focused on, current events. So we'll see you guys Monday. Try to remember that today's Friday. Tomorrow's Saturday. But God bless you. Take care.